things that bugs me the most about the NFL lockout and how it's all gone down is a team like the Tampa Bay Bucks. Because you know the Saints and the Falcons have enough veterans, they have enough consistency, they have enough stability in their organizations, that they're going to be just fine relative to other teams. Especially the Saints, because Drew Brees, he's been organizing a lot of workouts. They've been spending a lot of time together. I know they're not doing things with the new playbook, but could have done stuff with the old playbook. But they're working on the timing. They're building the team unity. Drew Brees is one of the biggest leaders in the entire league. Falcons also. They've got leaders on their team. I'm not saying the Bucs don't have leaders, but the problem is the Bucs are a young team that came out of nowhere last year and shot up to 10-6, which is great. The problem is, when you see a team, a young team like the Tampa Bay Bucks, that goes from nowhere to somewhere really, really quick, the season after that, two things happen. One of the things that happens is the team builds on that and becomes even better than they were in the season where they came out of nowhere. Unfortunately, that only happens about maybe 15-20% of the time. What usually happens is the team that came out of nowhere regresses a bit. Not saying that what happened was a fluke, but what I'm saying is expectations become higher and teams target them more and there's more of a microscope on them and the fishbowl gets a little clearer. It's tougher for young teams. And the Bucs have one of the youngest teams in the National Football League. They have one of the youngest coaches in the National Football League. Raheem Morris is doing a great job with them. But especially with this lockout, young players need reps. I'm sorry. They have consistency in the coaching staff. And Josh Freeman's been there a while. But young players still need reps. He's not going to get better by sitting on his butt for half the preseason. He's not. No young player is. They've got young running backs. They've got young wide receivers. Kellen Winslow is like the most experienced skill player on the Bucs. And I keep harping on the offenses because I'm going to say it again. Defenses are going to be fine. They're going to play conservative zones, maybe attack, try to force mistakes. There's going to be plenty of mistakes. I don't even know why they'd want to force mistakes. But in some cases, you'd want to force mistakes. A lot of cases, they're going to sit back and they're going to wait for the offensive team to screw up. Because in a lot of these situations, a lot of teams are going to have unforced errors. Guys running the wrong route, they're going to get picks, pick sixes. For that to not happen with the Bucs, they need to sign a veteran player. I have one in mind. I know the Bucs would probably never sign him. I think it's a bad idea that they haven't even thought about signing him. I think the Bucs should bring Randy Moss in. I don't think it'd be a bad thing for Raheem Morris. Because you're saying they're about the same age. Randy Moss isn't going to respect Raheem Morris. I disagree with that. I think the fact that they are contemporaries, they are about the same age, Raheem might be able to relate better with a Randy Moss than, say, a Brad Childress would. Raheem has got that ability, like Belichick had that ability, like Denny Green had the ability, to communicate properly with his people. He could get the respect from them, even if he didn't agree with them. He could still get the respect out of them. So I don't think the age factor is an issue with Randy Moss. The only thing you'd want to worry about with Randy Moss coming to Tampa Bay would be his work ethic. Which work ethic would you get? Which attitude would you get? Would you get chip on your shoulder, prove everything to the world, Randy Moss, like he was his early years with the Vikings and like he was first year, second year with New England? Or would you get the Oakland Randy Moss? Or would you get last year's Randy Moss? Do you want Strouder and Williams to pick up all these bad habits? But then again, what about them being a Wes Welker-type player in the slot? Moss could open up a lot of catches for those young guys. It's a risk. I think it's a calculated risk. I think it's an acceptable gamble. It's Speaking of young teams that are going to be a mess, Carolina's going to be lucky to win one game this season. And I mean that. This coming from a guy that said the Bucs are going to be lucky to finish 2-14 last season. I lost a lot of money on that, let me tell you. But the Panthers, look at their quarterbacks. They've got Jimmy Clausen, who's been overhyped since middle school. Went to Notre Dame, and they don't hype people in Notre Dame. No. No. He dropped the second round. He came in and had one of the most lackluster seasons of a starting quarterback in NFL history. And then they go out and they get Cam Newton. And Cam Newton is Reggie Bush version 2.0. No one looks at Cam Newton's ability. Everyone looks at Cam Newton's baggage. There's a reason why everyone looks at Cam Newton's baggage and not his ability, and that's a problem. How is he going to garner respect from the locker room, the fan base, his brand new head coach? That's right, they have a brand new coaching staff in Carolina also. Talk about getting no time to gel. You've got young quarterbacks, new coach, it's never been a head coach before, the lockout where everyone's basically a holdout, the biggest competition in quarterback camp is who's going to wear number two. They're not even thinking so much about playing. They're thinking about who's going to wear number two. Jimmy Clausen shouldn't wear number two. He wore number seven in college. He wore number 15, I think, in high school. Because everybody knows about Jimmy Clausen in high school. Imagine being Andrew Luck, Stanford quarterback. He's staying in school. Carolina's not going to take, well, they might. They took Cam Newton with the number one overall pick when they drafted Clausen a year ago. What are they going to do when they have the number one pick this next season? Andrew Luck's sitting there. They're going to have to trade down. Well, not going to have to. I mean, no one's going to hold a gun to their head. But if you were Carolina and you had the number one pick next year and you had a rookie salary cap like they're going to institute with this new CBA, you can build a lot on that. Or you can just draft Andrew Luck because the quarterbacks they have are going to be a mess anyway. You just don't want to cut bait that quickly. They did it with Jimmy Clausen after one season. Why wouldn't they do that with Cam Newton after one season? It's going to be a mess in Carolina. So the NFC South is basically going to look like the Saints and the Falcons with 12, 13 wins. The Bucs, maybe 8-8. And the Panthers, I'm trying to figure out which one of 1-15 they would get.